It is Thursday, November 29th, 2012. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Christina Thomas.
And with us in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is Jody Beznoska. She's Vice President for Communications at Walton Arts Center. Welcome back.
Thank you so much.
Good holiday?
Yes, wonderful holiday. How about you guys?
It was good. Yeah, busy.
Went to my in-laws in Kentucky. It was a great time, great food,
good.
Very mellow.
Yeah, mellow. I heard a lot of mellow from people this year. I think we needed mellow.
The Arts Center was dark for a few days. You had the special Cyber Monday sale, but the stage is about to get lit up again.
Yes, tonight.
Tonight,
actually. And what a, you know, it's almost December, only a couple days away from December,
Saturday.
And I would say it is officially holiday Christmas season
now. Oh, yeah,
now.
I think we can say that.
We can say that. And tonight, I think, is going to be one of those little gem kind of performances that I'm not sure people know quite what to expect, but I think it's going to be really remarkable. I was doing some research last night because we have a creative conversation this evening, and this is with Contus, which is a very, very well-known and famous a cappella group, and
I would say one of the most famous in the world.
Yeah, they're I can't wait. I'm going to get to meet some of them, and I can't wait to talk to them.
Where are they from?
So excited.
Do we know?
I'm not sure, actually.
I don't know either. Perhaps by the end of this interview, I will have done some research and found out.
Okay.
So Contus is collaborating with a company called Theater Latte Da, and I actually know where they're from.
Okay.
They're from Minnesota. And the show is called All is Calm, The Christmas Truce of 1914. And it's based on that moment in history when the German and the Allied forces decided we're sort of fed up with the fighting that's going on, and they sang songs and exchanged gifts and celebrated Christmas together in no man's land. And then, you know, later they went back to fighting. But it's been really interesting to learn a little bit more about the history of that event and how it happened. And we'll hear a little bit. I'm sure we'll learn about that tonight at the show. But it sounds like it's going to be just – it's going to be familiar songs, Christmas songs that you know, but it's set to a story about these soldiers. And I learned that the words that you're going to hear spoken in one way or the other are actual words. So they're taken from letters and radio interviews and all kinds of real – so it's not a fictionalized – play.
Mm-hmm.
It's a collaboration between these two groups that weaves actual songs together with real words. It's neat, and I think it's going to kick the season off on a very, very nice note. And plus, you'll get to hear Contus, for
right.
heaven's sakes. Wow.
Who I think are from Minneapolis, based in Minneapolis.
Oh, another Minneapolis.
Yeah.
Well,
okay.
That would make sense as to why they collaborate.
Okay, good.
That's tonight. It's one night only.
It's
10 by 10.
It is 10 by 10, so tickets are $10. The show starts at 7 p.m., and then there will be a creative conversation with one of the singers and one of the actors. I'll actually be leading that at 6 o'clock. So that's free and open to anybody who wants to join. So that's tonight. And then 2 days from now, on Saturday, we'll have the third show in our Starlight Jazz series, the Sean Jones Quartet.
He was on the show just yesterday.
Yeah, he's going to be fun. He is a trumpeter, and his shows are 7 and 9 p.m., and that's, again, in Star Theater, so that seating is very intimate. And the tickets are very affordable for that, so a good one to come out for. Then, of course, next week we'll have Billy Elliot.
Right.
The musical.
Starts Tuesday.
Exciting. Starts Tuesday. 8 performances. Lots of tickets left for that, so get them if you want. Going to be a really good, you know, I think we tend to think that Billy Elliot is a really serious show, and it does have some serious themes, but it's really, really beautiful and really uplifting. Like, and Christina is the one of the three of us that has seen
right.
it.
Right.
Would you agree with that?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Totally.
So yeah, there's some hard stuff in there, but you're gonna want to get up on stage and dance
yeah.
with the music.
But you can't. Right?
You can't. No,
okay.
No. Unfortunately, you might get in trouble if you try
okay.
that. So it runs from Tuesday through Sunday, the 4th through the 9th, 8 performances. At that same time, Theater Squared is opening their holiday show,
right.
Tennessee Williams' Period of Adjustment. And then the following week, we will begin what I think we could call the Christmas Gauntlet at Walton Arts Center. We will, on the 11th, we will have two shows of Mannheim Steamroller, their Christmas show, a 4 o'clock and a 7:30. That's been a really popular show for us. And that one, if you wait till the last minute, you might have trouble getting tickets. On the 15th, which is a Saturday at 7:30, Sona will be doing their Christmas concert.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful sort of celebration of sacred and popular music. And on Sunday the 16th, we will have Winona's Rockin' Christmas. That's a 7 p.m. show. On the 17th, which is Monday, we'll have Jim Brickman and his show On a Winter's Night. He plays the piano. That's a 7 o'clock show. Then a couple days off, whew, and then we will have, on the 20th, which is Thursday, the Preservation Hall Jazz Band, Creole Christmas.
I will be there.
I will be there, most definitely.
For that.
And then one last one, the Nutcracker, will be from the 21st through the 23rd, 4 performances. So, yeah, lots of different holiday Christmas stuff that you could come to. I'm pretty much sure there's something for everybody in that mix.
I think so.
And then we will go dark for Christmas a little bit. Of course, Theater Squared will be running their show over
through the 30th.
Through the 30th of December. And then we will come back right after the holiday with Catch Me If You Can, which is will be the next show on our Broadway series. So much fun. This is, I will bet you a lot of people will go, what is that? Have I heard of that? You probably have. It was the movie with Leonardo DiCaprio and Tom Hanks. It's a chase story. It's a con man story. You know, Frank Abagnale was a real person who basically conned the world into thinking he was a lawyer, a doctor, a pilot, various things. And he ran these crazy cons all over the country. He got caught and he's reformed himself. And now his story has become a movie, and it's also become a song and dance musical.
So the moral of the story is be a con man, and you can eventually
have a Broadway play.
Exactly.
Be very charming.
Right.
And repentant after you get caught.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's going to be great. So that's January 8th through the 13th. And I don't think I can handle thinking any further.
Okay, let's not.
And for any information about any of this,
WaltonArtsCenter.org or 443-5600, or come down and visit us at the box office.
Thank you, Jody.
You're welcome.
Jody Beznoska is Vice President for Communications at Walton Arts Center.